real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. There was a movement many years ago, and I was a part of it, actually. I love Bill McCartney, former coach of CU, and the endorser, and also the motivator, and the instigator of an organization called Promise Keepers. Right? And Promise Keepers basically was a premise that said, hey, we're going to be faithful to our wives. We're going to love our kids. We're going to be men of God, all that kind of stuff. It was a good movement, great organization, all that kind of stuff. But I didn't necessarily like the name then, and I still don't like it now. Why is that? Because we're promise breakers. We're not promise keepers. We as people of God don't obey the commandments perfectly. We might have good intentions of doing that, but we fail on our promises to God and we fail on our promises to other people. How many times have we as parents, if you're a parent, said to our kids, I'm going to do that for you. I promise. And then something happened, something got in the way. Maybe we even forgot and it didn't happen. And we were a promise breaker. We break promises all the time. It's kind of second nature to us. It's our human nature. But is Jesus a promise breaker or is he the ultimate promise keeper? We're in the book of Matthew chapter 20, and I want to begin reading at verse 17. This is a conversation that Jesus had with his disciples as they're going towards Jerusalem. Listen to this. And as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside, and on the way he said to them, see, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles, that's the Roman government, to be mocked, flogged, and crucified. And he will be raised on the third day. Wow. So Jesus was saying, I'm going to be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes. They're going to condemn me to death. Did that happen? Yes. And then he was handed over to Pilate, and Pilate and the soldiers mocked him. They scourged him and they crucified him, just as Jesus promised. But then he said, I'm going to rise from the dead. Did he do that? Yes, it happened just as Jesus promised. God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit are promise keepers. Every promise that God ever endorsed or told or prophesied will come true because he's faithful. He's resilient. He's trustworthy. He's reliable. He is a promise keeper. God told us through his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's a promise that he keeps. He's told us that he will forgive us for the sake of his son. The Bible says if we confess our sins, God's faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Does he do that? Yes, because he's a promise keeper. He promises that he'll give us eternal life for all those who trust in Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Will he give that? Does he give that? Yes, because he's a promise keeper. Many times we face challenges in life that are overwhelming and difficult. Does he give us strength to carry us through? Yes. For Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Christ promises that he'll give us strength to face any adversity or any difficulty that comes our way. And he fulfills that promise. And finally, we know that God is with us, that God will never forsake us, but most importantly, that he loves us, right? How do we know that he loves us? Because he sent his son, Jesus, to go to the cross for us. And nothing can separate us from the love of God. As a matter of fact, Paul talks about that in Romans chapter 8. He says this, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have an inseparable, loving, merciful, grace-filled bond with God through faith in Jesus Christ. God is a promise keeper, not a you say it. That's right. We break promises. He never does. I mean, you look at this text. What are the chances of all of that coming true? Jesus said, I'm going to go to Jerusalem. They're going to mock me, scourge me, crucify me. I'm going to be condemned to death by the religious leaders, but I'm going to rise again. What are the chances of that happening? Nil, unless you are God. And that's who Jesus is. So tonight, I want you to go to bed relaxed, at peace, knowing indeed that God will be with you, that every promise that he makes will never be broken. We break promises to one another all the time. We may not mean to. We don't have intentions of doing that, but sometimes it happens because we're fallible, error-prone, sinful human beings. But God is holy and just and perfect and sinless, and he will keep every promise he has ever made. Thanks be to God. And that is today's Daily Truth. Rest easy, my friend. Rest easy. God is a promise keeper. Have a great day in Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.